is Get the Truth Thursday. And so please, my fellow TMC family, join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you so much, and we are so grateful for everything you've given us. Thank you for reviving us again so we can rejoice in you. Thank you for showing us your loving kindness, Lord, and granting us your salvation. Thank you, Lord, for letting us hear you speak, and you speak shalom to your people, so we will not turn again to folly. Surely your deliverance is near those who revere you, so glory can dwell in our land. Thank you for blessing us with the Master's Call and our founders, Dr. Superfantastic P.K. Roberts, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Loving kindness and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Thank you for our Artist Life International family, the founders, Papa and Mama Diaz de Leon, Alejandro and Elvia and their entire family, Son Mother Dorothy Cook, the Kings of Artists, the Body of Christ in Artists, and the New Generation in Artists. Truth will spring out of the earth and righteousness will look down from heaven. Thank you for our Master's Call family. Thank you for every listener and speaker on the TMC. Holy Spirit, come upon us and open up our hearts and minds to receive what you have for us today. We love you and we thank you for being our helper and counselor. Thank you, Lord, for giving what is good so our land will yield her increase. Thank you, Jesus, that righteousness walks before you and sets your steps on your way, on the way for your kingdom and your power and your glory. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, my TMC family, again, I'm Rebecca Thomas, and it has been a pleasure and a Jesus joy privilege to greet you on this Buy the Truth Thursday. Do not sell it, and wisdom and instruction and understanding. Heavenly host, are you there?
I am here. Minister Rebecca, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for seating us and greeting us, for giving us our tag for this day, and also for opening us up with that enlightened prayer. May God continue to bless you and keep you, and may his favor continue to shine upon you. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California, and it is wonderful to greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings and welcome you to the Master's Call. On behalf of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, our Dr. Super Fantastic, we welcome each and every single one of you to the call. See, this call has been moving forward since October the 25th of 2010, where we have been enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives as we begin our day here on the Master's Call with the Master. Our scripture reference that we stand on can be found in Psalm 88:13, and it reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So each and every single day, we start this call up in prayer, we end this call in prayer. On Friday, we open up our lines to hear your prayer request and your praise report. Also, if there is a prayer request that you would like to share with us, and it is not on Friday, you have the ability to do so. And all you have to do is send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to your email request. Also, there's opportunities for you here on the Master's Call. There's opportunities for you to be a greeter like Minister Rebecca just did, or maybe you would like to be a host like I'm doing right now. And there's also the option for you to be a minister, a speaker, to share your message with the masses that you have and that God has given you that you need to share in this season. So please, please, please utilize our email address. Also, I want to invite you to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. That is where all of the information for this call can be found. Immediately following this call every day, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And I invite each one of you to dial this number once this call is over. That is 641-715-3865 and the access code 5395-98. And see the vehicle that brought most of us together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal health and wellness company that is reshaping lives all over the world. And God, it's a God-ordained, God-appointed, God-anointed company known as Artist International. But our new name in this season is Artist Life. Why? Because artist gives life, artist brings life, and artist is life. So if you are a distributor with Artist International, then I'm going to say please check your back office because there's so many greater and new things that are happening in Artist International, and you want to make sure that you're a part of them. And if you're not a part of Artist International, then please get back with the person who invited you to the Master's Call and allow them to share with you how an appointment with artists can absolutely change your life, but only if you let it. So at this time, it's time for us to hear what our speaker would have to share with us this morning. So I hope that you have your pads, your pens, your notebooks, your tablets, your Bible, and you're ready to hear what thus says the Lord. I hope that your ears are open and your heart is open to receive what thus says the Lord. So at this time, it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure for me to bring to the line and introduce our speaker for this morning. She is, first of all, a child of the Most High King. She is a mother. She is a daughter. She is the wife of, you heard his voice on Monday as he greeted us, Minister Doug Grace. She is also an artistpreneur who is a part of the Truly Blessed team, which that's my team, and she's a part of my team, and I am so excited about what God is doing for her in this season. She is definitely an awesome minister in the marketplace, and when I tell you a prayer warrior, I mean a prayer warrior will pray at any time, as the Bible says, to pray without ceasing. She is also a co-founder of Arago Productions and doing great things in the world. She's also employed by Amtrak, and you can see her traveling all over the United States of America. But at this time, she is our appointed and anointed speaker for today. She is anointed. She is dear. She is amazing. And so at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure, and the next voice that you will hear here in this telecommunication sanctuary will be none other than Minister Ada Levette Grace. Are you out there, Minister Ada?
I am here, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my dear. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Awesome, awesome. Love you, Minister Tiffany. We've been praying for you and believing and trusting God to carry you through this season in your life. Continue to know that we love you. Want to give a shout out to Minister Rebecca for greeting us and seating us, and thank you for that tag. Get the Truth Thursday. Amen. And I come and greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings this morning from my home here in Brooklyn, New York. I want to give a tag out, a quick plug before I get into the word. Abraham Day is quickly coming. Abraham Day is a spiritual and uplifting event that our company, Arago Productions, produces. It's an annual event. So if you're in the New York area or if you want to be here on July 30th, 2016, we would love to have you. Continue to pray for me and Doug as we lead a group of volunteers and folks to help us have a great event in the park. Well, I am so delighted to have an opportunity to come before you, and I want to thank the co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for your yes and for being gracious to allow me to be a part of this dynamic ministry. And so if you have your Bibles, we're going to get right into the Word. You can go with me to the book of Ephesians, beginning with the fifth chapter, and the 15th verse. And if I was to title my message today, it would be, You Are More Than Enough. You Are More Than Enough. Chapter 5, verse 15 through the 17th verse reads as follows, and I'm reading today from the New American Standard. It says, Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men and women, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. Verse 17. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. When I was with you earlier this week, talked to you about how important it is to understand what the will of the Lord is for your life and for my life. And a lot of times there are people who, as they're seeking, as they're walking in their walk of faith, they're trying to understand what assignment that God would have before them in that season. And so God wanted me to share with you today through his Holy Spirit. He led me to look at the master teacher, the master healer. So this morning we're going to look at Jesus, because we're going to understand that God used Jesus as our perfect example of how we are not to be foolish and waste time, but how we are to make the most of every opportunity that we have in this earth. So if you'd be so kind, would you then now turn with me to the Gospel according to St. John in the sixth chapter. And because of my time, I'm going to move rather quickly through this, and we're going to start with the second verse. And for this story, I like to use the New International Version because it's an easier read, an easier language to understand. So that's the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 6, and we're going to pick up at verse 2. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the miraculous signs he had performed on the sick. And then Jesus went up on the mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover feast was near, and when Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. And so let me just paint a picture here. There's a crowd coming. They had experienced and had been hearing about Jesus and how he had been healing the sick, how he had been teaching, how he had been doing so many awesome things. And so when you hear about something and you want to know what's going on, there's a whole crowd of people that are coming to see Jesus. And so at this point, Jesus recognizes that there's a crowd coming. So he wants to test Philip, and he says, he wants to test him. Let's pick up and finish what the story here. And he asked him, verse 6, he asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 8 months of wages would not be enough bread for each one to have a bite. And so Philip is recognizing this huge crowd of people, and he said, look, Jesus, 8 months of living wages is not enough to take care of all these people. And then another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon, Peter's brother, spoke up. Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will that go among so many? So let's recognize here in the story, the setting, if you will, Central Park in New York City. If you've never been to Central Park in New York City, it is a huge park that spans for miles and miles. And so Jesus is in the park with his homeboys, with his disciples, and they recognize that they want to do something for these people. And that's what I stopped by the Master's call today to tell you all, that God has something for you to do, and you are more than enough. Let's continue here. Verse 9, another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon, Peter's brother, spoke up. Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will that go among so many? And Jesus said, have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass in that place, and the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. And Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. And when they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. Oh, I tell you, I get so very excited when I think about Jesus. I love to read about the signs and wonders about Jesus. And as I was preparing to speak with you today, I was reminded of just a couple of weeks ago when I was in Houston for the conference. I had an opportunity to go to Lakewood Church, where Pastor Joel and Victoria Osteen. And what an awesome experience that was for me. A dream come true, if you will. And there was so many crowds of people that were waiting to speak to Joel, and it was a whole line of people. I didn't get in that line. I said, I'll have to say hi to Pastor Joel another time. But it reminded me of the need that Jesus saw first, that there was a need. So let me just break this down for you in the few minutes that I have, and then I want to give you some takeaways. We see that there are so much need, and Jesus didn't run from the crowd. He saw a need, and he saw a physical need, and he saw and took a boy's lunch. Now, some mama was smart and wise enough to pack that boy a lunch for the day. And God will take something so little and distribute it among thousands. But you have to be willing to give what you have. And so in the text here, we see how Jesus took the boy's lunch and distributed it. But I want you to get some very important principles out of here. So let's look at six, where it says, let me just slow myself down here. And when Jesus looked up and saw the great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread for these people? He asked this only to test him. Oh, I know in your life and in my life, we're going to be tested. God is going to ask us the question. He already knows what the answer is, but I stopped by the Master call to ask you today, what are you doing with the gift? What are you doing with the talents that God has graciously given you? Only you can answer that question today. And so that's what he's doing here. He's asking the question, which you already know the answer to. And so I want you to think about that today. What talents, what gifts, what visions, what dreams have God given you that you haven't done anything with? Amen, somebody. Let's continue. Every time I look at the clock, I said, now I'm trying to do a little bit too much with this time. So let me move to the takeaways, because I want to honor the time that I have with you all today. The first thing I want you to know is that God wants you to know that you are more than enough. He created you after his likeness and in his image, and he wants you to do your God-given purpose. He wants you to know what his will is for your life, and the only way for you to do that is to spend time with him, to study his word, to be in prayer, to be around other like-minded people who can speak into your life, to have mentors and spiritual fathers and mothers in your life. So that's the first takeaway that I want to give to you, is to choose to follow the master's example. If anybody knew what the will of the Lord is for their life, it was Jesus. Jesus knew that he was born to die. Number two, choose to operate from a place of wisdom. Read James 1 and 5. Number three, do not waste precious time on foolish activities. Number four, see how you can meet somebody's need. As we saw in the text here that Jesus often met the physical need of a person before he began to teach and to minister to them. I just like in these closing moments to talk to you about the master. You know, it's all about the master on this call. That's why it's called the master's call. Can I just talk about our Jesus for a moment? He was the master teacher, the master healer, the master leader. You see how he gives direction and he tells the disciples to have the people sit down. And I can just have a visual of that, an imaginary. I have a very vivid imagination of Jesus just being very calm and telling this one to do this and this one. That's leadership. He was a master leader. He is incomparable to anybody that I know. There's absolutely, positively no one like him, never has been, never will be. So he is incomparable. Death could not defeat him. The grave could not hold him. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is and was and is to come. He is my everything. He is who I find my purpose. He is who I think about when I wake up in the morning. As much as I love my beloved husband, can nobody come close to the Lord Jesus. Oh, I'm so happy this morning. I can barely think or very articulate what I'm trying to give you all today, because when I think about the goodness of the Lord and what he has done for me, my soul gets happy. I'm so happy to stop by the master's call today, because I have been in a praise and worship spirit since 3-4 o'clock this morning. As he woke me up this morning, it wasn't the alarm clock this morning. I want you to know today, my brother, I want you to know, my sister, you are more than enough. God has given you a gift and a talent. He's given you a business. He's given you a vision and a dream. Stop wasting your time watching that dumb box called the television. Stop wasting your time talking on the phone to somebody that don't want nothing, don't want to have nothing, have no aspirations for nothing. I don't know who this message is for today, but I ask that you would just forgive me as I just take a few moments to tell God how much I love him, how much I need him, how much I love him, how much I just get so happy thinking about him. And so at this time, I want to be respectful to the master's call. I so love each and every one of you today. I am praying for you. I am praying that the fire has been lit underneath you, that you will not sit on your assets. Get up and do what God has called you to do today. Get up and go help somebody. Get up and go minister to somebody. There are people who are hurting. There are people who need your touch. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to turn this call over to the host, Minister Tiffany. Come on back, sweetheart.
Hallelujah to God. Be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Ada, for blessing us this morning with that on-time word. Thank you so much for sharing what God put on your heart and for letting us know that there is a God that is living and that we are more than enough. I will be calling you back to the line shortly to give us our benediction for this day. At this time, let's go to God in prayer. Our Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for the power that is upon us. We thank you for your anointing that is upon us, oh God. And we thank you for your grace and for your mercies, Father God, that are new for us every single day. We thank you, oh God, that you prepared a place for us this morning, Father God. And we thank you that you woke us up with a plan, with a purpose, with destinies, God. And with opportunities that are new that are awaiting us. And we just thank you. We thank you that you are our protection. We thank you that you are our peace. We thank you that you are our guide. We thank you that you are our strength and our joy. We thank you that we can find hope in you, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for the great things, the newer things that you're doing in our lives. We thank you for our family and for blessing us and for keeping us. We thank you that you are healer, that you are deliverer, that you are provider, that you are protector, that you are director, that you are our God. So we bless you this day here on the Master's Call, and I ask that you would bless Minister Ada as she has poured into us this morning. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would fill her up until she overflows, that every single need in her life will be met in the name of Jesus, that her ministries and her businesses and her job will allow newer and greater things to come on this day, God, that your favor, your blessings, and increase will be upon her. And I pray right now for all those who have loved ones who have passed away from this place and have gone on to be with you, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just provide strength and comfort and peace in the name of Jesus as they prepare to celebrate lives, Father, as we prepare to celebrate lives, as I prepare to celebrate the life of my father and my aunt, Father God. I just pray that your will continue to be done. And for Jeanette Hightower, I pray that you would just give her strength, her and her family, DeVore, as you would give them strength that they need, God, that only you can provide, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. And for anyone who is sick right now, I pray that any sickness that's in them, that you'll remove it right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over every issue, over every situation right now. And I said that it is destroyed at its root right now, and that the power and the anointing of your blood trumps it right now in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare on this line right now that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against Artists International will prosper. No weapon formed against the Master's Call shall prosper. No weapon formed against anyone under the sound of my voice will prosper right now in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus, because we already win, because we are champions. We are more than conquerors, and we have already been given the victory. So we thank you, oh God. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you, and we exalt you, and we know that we can do all things with you. So these things I decree and I declare in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus, and I pray right now, amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for dialing into the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085, the access code 957-677-POUND. We will be heading over to the new morning motivational call. And that number is 641-715-3865. The access code is 539598-POUND. We thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Thank you again, Minister Rebecca, for seating us and greeting us in that opening prayer this morning. To you, Minister Ada Levesque Grace, thank you so much for that powerful and profound and on time and necessary word for today. And I ask that you would come back to the line right now and give us our benediction for this day.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. God bless you. We certainly are standing with you during this season. I want to leave each and every one of you with Proverbs 17:24. A discerning man or woman keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wanders to the end of the earth. That's Proverbs 17:24. I often say it, but I say it with a special conviction today. Go out and be somebody's answered prayer. There is someone that is in need that is around you today, perhaps on your job, in your neighborhood, at your church, that needs an encouraging word, needs a hug or a smile, I want you to go out and be that minister in the marketplace. Father God, I thank you for these, your people. Thank you and bless you for the co-founders of this call and the entire TMC and artist family. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your goodness and your loving kindness. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you. God loves you so much more. Go out and be that minister in the marketplace. We'll see you right back here on the Master's Call tomorrow. Have a great, great day.